So tell me about the yacht club then.
Okay. What do you want to know?
You decided to join, mm-hmm. and what was it that drew you to joining?
You know what? It was just, we were here one night sailing with Bob and his family, and there was a party going on underneath the pavilion, and Doug asked what that was, and Bob goes, oh, that's the Great Salt Lake Yacht Club. We were unaware that there was even a yacht club out here. And then to find out it's one of the oldest in the continental United States was like, oh, okay. So we started meeting a couple people. This was probably May. So we came out in June to Sailfest, which is our annual event. It lasts 3 days. And it's to make the public aware of the Great Salt Lake is here. There is sailing here. There's water sports here. And just get the general public involved. And so we came out for Sailfest, really enjoyed it, had a good time, and there was a party right after that. They do a wine and cheese party. And we came out for that, and everybody was so friendly, and just, you could see that everybody was close, almost like a family. Mm. And it was a big draw. We were to a point in our lives where all of our friends were either our age but had waited to have children, or younger than us and were just that starting out point, or there was no one really our own age at the time that we were friends with. Yeah. And so we just saw it as, you know, combining the two things, friends and sailing. And so it was a draw.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to make you go back and ask you, because I was asking you about the first time that you sailed, and you described your experience and how you got hooked, I guess.
Yeah, we went out, we were night sailing, just sunset. We came out right after daylight savings, so we had a little bit of daylight after work. We came out, and it was on Bob's boat, and we took it out, and it was just quiet and peaceful, and you know, suddenly you'd get a gust of wind and the boat would just take off, and just to sit on the bow of the boat and hear nothing but the wind and the rippling of the sails and a little bit of water hitting the hull of the boat, it was just peaceful to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, my life was chaotic. I was working full-time at the University of Utah at the time, mm-hmm. and I, for the past 9 years, have done all the concessions for Woods Cross High School for their mm-hmm. shows.
Yeah.
And so my life was noise every minute of every day, regardless of where I was at. And so to come out here and just have that silence and that peacefulness and to watch those sunsets, it was perfect.
Wow.